This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and today we talk some nutrition. And as we record this, we're just over 12 weeks to go to Ironman World Championships race day in Kona, Hawaii for October 2018. And we're going to be doing something slightly different in the build-up to Kona this year. We're going to be hearing from one athlete over the next 12 weeks that we've had on as a guest on the podcast before, and I'll pop the link to his story below this episode of the Kona Edge. But I'm talking about Dr. Dan Plews. He is on a mission in 2018 and a name to watch. Let me tell you, a name to watch on the Big Island this year. He's teamed up with S Fuels, who are going to be at the Expo in Kona as well. So if you are heading out to the Big Island, be sure to check out S Fuels. But in the meantime, if you're not going to Kona, or if you'd like to try out some of their wares before the big day, all you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is thekonaedge.com/sfuels. They're throwing in absolute free shipping, plus, if it's your first order, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, simply return the goods, and you will get your money back. If you're not sure what S-Fuels is, the good news is you can finally, as an endurance athlete, hydrate your fuel and muscles without sugary drinks, without gels, without sugar swings, and without sugar gut issues, or without sugar inflammation. S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix and range of bars hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you have pretty much, or if you're at your wit's end with regards to your nutrition plan, I really suggest check out S-Fuels. The reviews that I've read, as well as the feedback I've got from the listeners of the Kona Edge, has been phenomenal. So if you'd like to check them out, the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. 100% money back guarantee on your first order, as well as free shipping. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Before we get into today's podcast and my chat with Jacob Vissom about his Ironman nutrition strategy, with 12 weeks to go to race day, let's touch base with Dr. Dan Plews.
Hi all, welcome. This is Dan Plews from S-Fuels TV. This is Do You Know Kona? So every week we're going to be covering off some of the characteristics of the course of the Kona World Championships for the Ironman. This week we're going to just have a quick talk about some of the crosswinds. So Hawaii, and especially the course on the bike, is very well known for its crosswinds, particularly coming down from the top of Harvey. So we climb up to the top of Harvey, which is the turn point of the bike, and then coming back down, the crosswinds can be quite severe. So obviously I would recommend that everyone who's doing the race tries to drive out there the week before if you haven't been before and experiences this. But what to do when a crosswind hits? The basic rule is don't stop pedaling. So keep your nerve, keep pedaling, and try and surge on through. Until next time, thanks very much.
Let's chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge. We head back to Hong Kong to catch up with Jacob Vissom. Jacob, welcome back onto the podcast. Nutrition, something we haven't spoken about at all, but I'm taking it, plays a pretty big part in what you do.
Yes and no, Brad. I'm one of the guys who try to just make it simple. To be honest, I have a very sweet tooth. So I don't follow a specific plan. I overall eat healthy. If someone wants a dessert, after dinner, I'm definitely the first one to shout. And I think, I've listened to your podcast, and I hear a lot of input. And sometimes I feel that if you're not on a high fat, low carb or vegan, then you are kind of already out of the game. And I think it's a misunderstanding. I think overall you need to find a nutrition that works for you. But for me, it's all about having energy to my session. As I explained before, you know, I have very hard session almost every day. So I don't have the luxury to kind of go in, you know, on a very low carb or something. I need to have my energy to be able to do the sessions. And sometimes what I see people is that they are so focused on the nutrition that they forget that the nutrition is only the fourth part, right? So we have swim, bike, run, and the nutrition part. But if the nutrition is not correct, then you can't do the three other stuff and then you're behind. So nutrition for me is super important, but I do it a little bit with a relaxed, you know, off season, you take on some kilos. When we put up the volume, you'll go down to your race weight. And it's all about you being healthy during the process. And if you can do that, then I think it's fine. I work on my race nutrition instead, meaning that, you know, already like 6 weeks before the race, all my session, I kind of try to use what would I do in a race. So I will have no surprise when on race day.
Do you feel like you've got it dialed in, particularly your race nutrition? Is it a case of, you say 6 weeks out, you're going to use your race stuff? Are you still experimenting, or have you got it down that, you know, this is what I need, this is what I'm going to do, and that's it?
I've never had any issues in energy, eye distress, or anything on the races. So that's good. But I think definitely I can do better. So I try, and I also try to, you know, get professional help to see how I can do better. Potentially that's why I haven't nailed my, you know, that run yet, is potentially my nutrition. So I'm definitely not there. But I think practicing nutrition is important. And sometimes I feel people are so focused on not potentially getting enough energy because they want to be lean that they simply can't do the workouts. And I think that's back to actually one of our first talks, when the first time I was in Kona, I saw all these people, fat percentage 0%. They were so lean that I thought I would be the last one in the race. But end of the day, when you do Ironmans, it's the strongest who will be, you know, who come to top. So you need to be strong to be able to get through it. And I think nutrition is a key part. But it's also a part where I see we do a lot of, now it's back to suffering, but we also say no to a lot of, you know, dining and all that stuff. And for me, food is, I love food. I love my brunches. And again, I love my sweet stuff. And it's just something that makes me happy. And I think that's something important for me. And yeah, I think that's something I will not take away.
Tell me a little bit about your race day nutrition. How do you approach an Ironman from a nutrition point of view?
Very easy breakfast. It's some white bread with Nutella and an energy bar. and then, you know, have some energy drink when I go down to T1. Before the swim, I take a gel. And then until now, I think most of my energy I get through, you know, very, very high concentrated, energy drink in kind of an aero bottle. And then I pop up with some gels, along the way on the bike, making sure I'm getting between 70 to 80 gram per hour. And that's what I've done. And then on the run, it's kind of, two gels per hour, but that could be, you know, also the Cliff juice and then just turn on to Coke or whatever that makes you happy down the line. But I'm potentially going to try something new this year because of a little bit consulting with a nutritionist about getting maybe a little bit solid food in the beginning on the bike that could help you not bunk on the run later on. So it's something that I will definitely work on here the last couple of weeks, the long training session I got, to see if it's something that that helps.
As far as after an Ironman, what's your go-to? You mentioned you got a sweet tooth. What do you love eating and drinking straight after an Ironman?
Yeah, whatever. You know, I think it's whatever that's in there. But my wife also has a sweet tooth, so she normally have prepared a big party of sweet things for me. So that's nice.
I love it. Well, Jacob, best of luck for the rest of the season, and fingers crossed. Let's hope it's your best year yet, and we'll see how you go on the Big Island, and let's hope it's a top step.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for having me here.
And that's it for this edition of the Konads. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you very much to our sponsor as well, S Fuels. If you'd like to try out S Fuels, absolutely risk-free now, with a 100% money-back guarantee on your first order, as well as free shipping, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. And you can check out the details there right now. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.